Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Susan's getting her pellets today.
Her pellets?
You know, she gets
the testosterone.
The replacement.
Hey, means someone's going to hook up tonight.
Take a couple days to come online.
So, and that's when you're going to really get nasty. You're going to talk about 8 beaches this week, huh?
No, we'll just get back to our usual rhythm.
You guys are great, man.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Dr. After Dark. The number, of course, for voice messages at 818-253-1693. DrAfterDark@gmail.com for your wonderful emails, which I've got plenty of today. The great Christina P. joins me.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love doing the show with you. I've been a fan of you for so long, and it's such an honor. I just love it.
The privilege is mine. And I was a fan of yours. I admired you from afar before we got to know each other. I still don't remember how we kind of got it together.
I know how. We met in Corolla's studio. I was doing his show, and I saw you in the hallway, and you went, Mother Inferior, I love your special. And I went, Dr. Drew, I like you. Come see my shows. And then you and your wife, we hooked up. Everybody was fun. Dinner.
We kissed, we schmoozed, we danced, we carried on, we go home.
Carried on. Orgies. Now we're having a torrid love affair.
So they say.
Have you ever been in an orgy?
Never.
I know. It sounds better than I imagine the reality is.
Yeah, the reality sounds awkward and uncomfortable. You have to be a certain kind of person to pull that off.
Assholes.
Whoa. Play that one again.
Prolapsing people's assholes. And Nadav is becoming a master of the drops.
He's working it.
Yeah. You got to kind of get to bring him in with a little more volume and maybe a little sound effect, like a door closing or something after I say it. Yeah. My boyfriend has a pretty big dick. Boom, door shut. See how it works?
You're talking to someone Drew's been on the radio for a long time.
Long time.
You don't know who you're dealing with. He knows what's up.
Then I was like, do the drops bother you? I go, dude.
dropping I'm just love. Making sure, you know? I don't want to do anything that annoys someone.
How long did you do Love Line on KROQ?
35 years. Thank you much.
KROQ.
Started in 1983 when just a stupid opportunity. And I was like, what? Huh? You want me to do what? And I went up there. And at the time, Anthony Fauci was out there telling his young physicians to get out there and educate about what we were starting to call it, we were calling it HTLV-3 at the time.
HTLV.
Yeah, human T-lymphocyte lymphotrophic virus.
Jeez, that's not as catchy as the HIV.
Later, we had HTLV-1, 2, and 3, and then we consolidated into 3.
How do you nerds come up with these names? Don't you know you need a catchy name?
We were calling AIDS GRIDS.
I remember GRIDS.
And so it was just stopped calling it GRIDS, just starting to call it AIDS, and Fauci was out there going, we got to tell people that, and no one was talking about it. It was weird.
Yes.
I was taking care of AIDS patients hand over fist, man. Ugh. I took care of lots of AIDS patients. Can you tell I'm feeling better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are. You're on your game today, bro. Mm-hmm. You got your guns out.
I'm just feeling better.
Shirts on.
I'm just feeling better.
You're ready,
I'm
feeling
homie. I'm just feeling like life is sort of
it's coming
restoring.
Back. It is coming back.
And if we can restore it with a rational revolution,
I would love that.
It will be so much the better. Yes?
Did you like working at KROQ? Can I tell you, growing up in LA, KROQ was the coolest thing.
Yeah, people
forget that radio was the biggest thing.
Right. People cannot radio was, there's nothing really equivalent right now. I mean, it's sort of general social media.
It's not the same. It's regional.
It was regional and you would gather around. It was communal. You would gather. We knew there was an audience gathered together simultaneously and we were talking to them.
Yeah,
and one of the reasons I liked being on radio at the time was I was aware of the impact it had on young people. I was a young person. I was like, this has had a negative impact, seems to me, health wise, and maybe we can shift it in a positive direction.
Yeah,
that was sort of my little idea.
Yeah, and then it was like, do you listen to Loveline? And like you know, you come to school on Monday and you're like, oh my god, did you listen to Loveline? And like you were cool if you listened to Loveline. You guys could be like, oh my god, did you hear that call? This girl was like, I have herpes. Ew. Oh my god, how many of the same calls have you heard over the years? Right?
We hear them here.
Just like white, brown, red.
Our voice messages here. You understand the same calls.
No.
What's strange to me is you don't have to go to, you don't need to go to, they had nowhere to go.
I know, because it was so secretive back then.
It was called venereal disease. Everything was shrouded in Latin terms and things, and it was all very weird. And I thought, this is all very easy infectious disease stuff. People should understand how this works.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, talk about it. That's it. It's very simple. Bacteria causes this, protozoan causes that, no big deal. And you need to know about this viral thing we call AIDS. You need to know about that. Oh, I was thinking of some of the AIDS patients. It was such a sad story. But we really thought we were going to have a big problem on our hand. We thought that was going to be a pandemic.
And that was a real fucking...
That was bad shit. That was a bad virus.
That was a real deal, homie. I remember that. Wait, who did you... Sorry, I know you want to start this, but I'm so intrigued. It was Poor Man was the first host. Did co-host. And then who was your second co-host?
It was Poor Man and Eagle.
Yeah, Swedish Eagle. I know
who's still,
still
on Sirius. Then Poor Man is Scott Mason.
Scott Mason,
who died
yes.
of lupus kidney disease.
Oh my God, I know he's dead.
Bean gave him his kidney.
Oh.
Yeah. And then that extended his life about 10 years or so.
That's sweet.
And then it was... Poor Man, me, and an attorney, and it wasn't going well. And I was saying, and there was even other voices I think he brought in there. And I was like, I remember I told this Louis Largent, who became a big producer at MTV.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Louis, I can't do this anymore. This is a two-man thing. This is a sort of parent-child thing.
How dare you gender it?
And two-person thing. You're right. There's no such thing as a man anyway. Who cares? And that was when it started being a two-person thing.
You and Corolla took over.
And then me and Ricky Rackman.
That's right. I remember there's someone in between. Mm-hmm. Ricky Rackman.
And then me and Corolla. And then me and Stryker. And then Stryker. Me and Mike Catherwood.
This is crazy. And you've sustained this whole time. You've been the linchpin. Is that the right word? Mm-hmm. In the whole operation. Interesting. All right.
Piece of history.
Good to know. I mean, piece of my history. I love it. It was such a great show. Still is.
I know. We were still in 100 markets and things around the country, and it had impact. Was what the desire was, and the sort of the salad years were the 90s.
The salad years.
The
leaner years. You mean?
No. I mean the pertinent, the ones when we really were cooking.
Yeah.
Did I use the term
TV
wrong?
The TV show? I've never heard the salad years. I didn't know if that's some American thing. I've never heard.
American?
Well, like
you
my
don't
parents
consider yourself
said,
an American?
No. I've learned there are so many words I've said incorrectly because of my parents. I've never heard this shit growing
meaning
up.
Meaning youthful time. Yeah, so I sort
never
of I think of it,
it
as an exuberant time.
Exuberant salad days. Yeah. I used to say it's like a shit brick house. Shit house?
It's brick shit house.
Yeah, and my husband's like, no, it's because my parents said it wrong.
Shit brick house.
A shit brick house.
He's like, it's better.
What's that?
It's better.
Oh, sorry. All right, continue.
I've noticed Shit comes float. I've noticed when I dispose of my white in the toilet, sometimes the white sinks and other times it floats. Is there a difference in which ones are healthier or preferred? No, does not make any difference. Again, men using their brains for bad. Generally it sinks. I suppose the fat content determines floating as opposed to other
density. About your browns floating? Is that fiber?
Again, that's fat.
Oh.
Fat. Mm-hmm. How often should I release the poison? I decided to clean up my habits a bit. This is good. I didn't watch porn all the time, but I felt especially during the pandemic I started to, as Christina says, release the poison more often than usual with the help of porn. After listening to a couple of podcasts, I decided to stop watching porn to help me keep the white at bay to some degree. What should the healthy amount of this guy's speaking in like riddles, Martin. What should the healthy amount of release be? I don't want to be too stingy and a stud like you getting 4 BJs a week. Any recommendations?
Yes. Yes. Got him. Oh, that was rad. You bet I'll see you in May. That guy said the last one.
See you in May.
He's like, you betcha I'm seeing you in May.
There's no sort of, everybody's different, right? There's if you are interfering with your productivity, if you feel like you're losing control.
Interfering with your productivity. Oh, meaning like
you're spending too much time doing it.
You're J and your D too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's compulsive. And that's not even pleasurable, I imagine.
Correct. And sure. And so it sounds like you were heading in that direction. You got it under control. Good. You know, if you're hurting yourself, if you're not doing other productive activities, it's funny. I've talked to some people recently who said they've given up watching porn and stopped the internet, and they've noticed that it wasn't that they were overly compulsive with it. They didn't feel like they were losing control. They just felt sort of bad about it. And they said, you know, I feel more present. I feel like the internet, and particularly the porn, was making you feel sort of dissociated. which is kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
It is. That's what TikTok does for sure, doesn't it?
To who? I don't know.
Doesn't it?
Don't it's you go, been great.
Whenever I start watching TikTok, time evaporates.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not good.
I only do it like in full disclosure. Toilet time is like TikTok time. After I put the kids down, TikTok. It's like a segue into another activity for me. Otherwise, I will go down vortex.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a little weird how sticky it is.
Oh my God! And have you ever gotten the screen reports on your phone where it tells you your average weekly time?
Yeah.
It's depressing, right? Yes. You're like, what? That can't be right. That's just me listening.
37 hours on TikTok? Couldn't be. Let's see what you culled together from that. Let's take a look.
Oh.
It's work. It's work. It's just work, Christina.
It's just work. That's what I justify it. And now I'm
my
on
job.
The Instagram one, the new one that they have reels. It's nowhere near as good as the talks.
It's called Reels?
Reels. It's dog shit. You can't find pure stuff like this.
Pure joy.
Good morning, my queens above 18. You guys are beautiful this morning.
Thank you.
Very lovely.
Thank you.
Take that cover and pull it off yourself and get up and start the day. Come on. Put the feet on the ground. Go get your shower. Get you a nice hot breakfast.
And coffee.
And start your day. You guys have a wonderful day. It's supposed to be nice out.
Thanks, King.
The King loves you.
Oh, I love you, too.
You guys are beautiful.
You're beautiful.
You can do anything.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Queens above 18.
No.
You guys have a good day.
You too, King.
And I will talk to you later.
You're welcome.
Where are the horrible videos on him? They're horrible ones, right?
Well.
Doing horrible things.
That's the thing, is he started out this way.
Yes.
So he doesn't have
again,
much
you
of a
ladies
dive.
Fall for this stuff.
Yeah. He's got an entire business now.
That's
about.
So ridiculous. It works. That's not him.
It works.
Men look at that and they go, this guy's manipulating women. He's such a
yeah,
because
guys,
sack of shit.
Do you remember Courtly Love? Did you ever read
Courtney Love?
No, in the medieval period, it was called Courtly Love.
Yes, yes.
It's a way that in the court, right? There were men who pledged their never ending love to the queen.
Dulcinea.
Yeah, whatever. Dulcinea.
Dulcinea was,
I don't know that.
Don Quixote's beloved. And if she was actually just a barmaid that he made. Elevated to this fantasy.
Right. So it's this idea this to elevate one above and to devote and to give love. This is what women, I think, like. This is what this is. So it's under the veil of courtly love of like, I'm putting the woman on the pedestal. I'm going to tell her. Yeah, right. But love between a knight and a married noblewoman. Mm-hmm. Correct. Developed by the troubadours. Mm-hmm. Of southern France, extensively employed in European literature.
And they'd speak poetry, and they would go on missions on her behalf, and they would dedicate themselves to her.
This is what women want, this idea. So that's why the queens above 18, guys. This is timeless, right? This goes back to the fucking medieval period.
So under courtly love, see also queens above 18.
Yeah, look at the queens. I mean, this is.
I thought he was talking to men, by the way. Said queens above 18. I mean, I thought first I was like, oh, interesting. This sort of has meaning now. I get it.
But no,
not that kind of queen.
Not those kind of queens above 18.
Because he has that little vibe about him.
Yeah, he's creepy
little
as
bit.
Shit.
Oh, women, please. Tune yourself up. Tune yourself to what's really men are really doing.
Oh, so this is the second part of Queens Above 18.
Oh, no.
Good afternoon, my Queens Above 18. This is the King. I have a young lady here that is going to be part of our team.
She looks wax figure.
She looks thrilled,
yeah.
She's
going to do the computer work. Her name is Cheryl. And she is going to be another one with Jasmine. That you are going to be talking to. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, everybody.
She's going to be doing the computer work and taking your guys' orders. This is the one that is going to be ordering the product. So you need to get on to my website and tell her how pretty she is.
Oy.
He's such a pedophile rapist.
Yeah. So this reminds me of a lot of radio personalities used to be like this, where they have to put everything out there all the time. There's a little bit like, you want to hear everything about me all the time. It's a little bit, there was a radio sort of almost discipline in that for through the 80s and 90s.
Mm.
Like, put it all out there. Yeah. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that. This is today's version of that.
That's interesting. I get a Koresh vibe from him, like a David Koresh vibe. Like, I want to cultivate a following. You guys are, you know what to do now.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's all around sexuality and the cult of him. And,
Oh, here you go. Did you want to see the prototype?
Oh, no.
Good afternoon, my queens above 18. We got a mock-up shirt that we done with a marker just to show you what it's going to look like. These are the muscle shirts.
Is that a smiley face?
It's
going to
say queens above 18 when the printer prints them. We just took a marker and marked on them.
No shit.
It's going to say queens above 18, but we're just having fun with it, so we threw a smiley face.
Yeah.
You have a wonderful night and enjoy the video.
He's wrapping in, he's roping in these other women now to help him with this nonsense. Like,
it's got
to
be a trailer park world.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
No, it is. It is.
Bad. As usual, I feel bad.
I do and I don't, because here's why. Every bullshit artist, there is a wanting audience, an eager audience. And like, she seems to be old enough to be consensual, for it to be consensual.
Yeah, but she's the computer lady, right? It's the same lady.
She's doing the computer work.
Right. They're not having a thing.
No, but she's roped into it willingly, as is
paying him.
Everyone else.
She's getting paid to do the computer work with her Mickey Mouse sweater that has lighting noses on it. What was that?
That was just an effect.
Was it?
It makes it twinkle. He does it too. It makes everything twinkle. I know. He's so creeper.
Give me a voice message. I need a
Can you start teaching seminars on creepers and stuff like this to like
show me Dan Pena.
Young people. Yeah.
Dan Pena to yell
at
you.
I'm serious. Like on your next talks, be like, hey, this guy's a fucking rapist. Like, don't send this guy your tit pics. Because Tom and I met this guy one time. And I was like, ooh. I had shivers down my spine. I go, that guy cuts up cats in a basement. That guy has duct tape and rope in his trunk. And Tom was like, no, come on. I go, I'm a woman. I sense when creeper guys are like creepy and they're going to kidnap you and rape you and stuff. That guy would have done that. I was really skeeved out by this dude. Girls feel it. I think you should feel it if you're tuned in.
Voice message. I'm going down.
Drew, Will here.
Hi, Will.
I'm 31 years old. I've noticed over the past couple of years, every time I ejaculate, I sneeze a lot. I have sneeze attacks.
I ejaculate?
Sometimes 6 times, sometimes 26 times. All right. But it doesn't happen.
How much
after
white?
Sex.
I mean, are these all
Only
white calls and emails?
What do you mean?
Is it Cocktober? The wet, yes. The jizztober?
Yes. They're built up. I've been, you know what I mean? It's been building up for a while. And so Nadav is now releasing all the
white
jizztobers.
Yeah, maybe he's into jizztober.
So anyway.
Happy jizztober.
When you get sexually aroused, sometimes with release, the veins in the nose dilate in the Kieselbach plexus, and it causes some fluid to get exuded, and that's when we sneeze. So some women get that, some men get that. Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm asking to write you about your birth control. I got
a girl.
Mm-hmm. Give me a girl voice message in a second, too.
Yep, we have exactly
thank
one.
Thank you. Thank you. I got off the pill after 12 years. Feel better. I've noticed my breasts are getting bigger. Why?
Off the pill?
Off the pill.
Usually it's the other way around.
Correct. Is it how you
could be gaining weight.
Well, gaining weight, but also most of the pills these days are progesterone, strong progesterones. And for some women, that leans them out. And really counters their estrogen effect, which is the breast growth. And if you're sensitive to, and they don't discuss this with women, it drives me crazy.
What's that?
The fact that these powerful progesterones we're putting women on have a 20% chance of screwing with your libido the rest of your life.
The rest of your life?
Yeah. Of the women that have low libido from the birth control pill, which is rather common.
It 100%. It makes you fat and angry.
Well, it
so
can make you irritable, depressed.
Sex.
It can drain your libido. It can dry your vagina.
That's the worst.
The Loveline call was, I'm allergic to my boyfriend's semen. No, you're on a birth control pill and you have atrophic vaginitis, and so the semen hurts. Sex hurts even. And so it should be discussed that maybe you need a little estrogen. Maybe we have ways we can do this, or tell me about your symptoms when you get them. Here's your pill. Get out of here. And or here's your shot. We're still at 3 months of this. And so it's just something that bothers me. It needs to be discussed more with women.
Well, that there are so many different forms of birth control pill, right? Correct? You can mess with the hormonal.
But they just go for the progesterone. That's just where they start. And it's a very powerful
hormone. It is gnarly. Mm-hmm. It made me bleed all the time.
They can do that.
What? what is going on here? Like, what? Great. Now I have my period all the
Susan's
time.
Susan's getting her pellets today.
Her pellets?
You know, she gets
the testosterone.
The replacement.
Hey, that means someone's going to hook up tonight.
Take a couple days to come online.
So, and that's when you're going to really get nasty. You're going to talk about 8 beaches this week, huh?
No, we'll just get back to our usual rhythm.
You guys are great, man.
How was her last performance with the, in
She's
the,
fantastic.
Where My Mom's At? Yeah.
She revealed on my show the nightly foot rubs.
Oh yeah.
And I was blown away. I was very jealous, and I'm like,
where do you think the 4 beach come from?
Fuck, I know. It's a quid pro quo around your house.
Give and you shall receive.
Well, I'm very giving, but Tom's just not a giver that way, I guess.
Maybe if he understood what the foot rub is doing for you.
Yeah, I'll make it clear. Well, we'll see. I'm into head scratchies.
Fine. Easier.
Yeah, he puts out that way.
He puts out.
We'll see.
Voice message, young lady.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Dr. Drew. My name's Hannah.
Hannah, you're such a relief.
I just had a quick question about something with bipolar disorder. Mm. I've suffered with it my entire life, but I swear I'm not on TikTok ranting about it. But there was something that happened a couple of years ago. I was at work, and all of a sudden, I couldn't read. Like, everything was blurred, and it wasn't necessarily squiggled, but it was I'm holding the piece of paper close to my face and pulling it away, and like, I couldn't read. Once I got to my doctor's office, I finally went and got treatment for what I was going through, and I described it to my doctor, and she said, well, that's from bipolar disorder. She's like, your brain basically decided to shut off. So I'm wondering if there's any truth to that. I kind of heard it and I was like, yeah, I don't know about that, but yeah, if you have any input on that, that would be wonderful. Thanks, Mommy.
That's a really interesting question. I think I need more information. Mm-hmm. I don't know what your doctor's talking about in terms of shutting off, unless you were really in one end of the bipolar spectrum or the other when you had this, because all kinds of funny symptoms then develop. Doesn't sound like you were. I wonder if it was a medication reaction more than anything else. And it sounds like she's describing blurred vision. It's not like she could see the words and the words were scrambled. She couldn't understand them. She just couldn't read. Mm. And that's a
stroke.
Well, if the words were blurred, that would be that, but if the words were not understandable, that's what that would worry about.
God.
But in terms of blurry vision, that can be medication and things, a lot of stuff. I don't know what your doctor was talking about. Really, that sounds very bizarre to me. I've never seen a bipolar patient suddenly be unable to. Well, I've seen a bipolar patients become mute. I've seen that.
Wow, why?
The depressions can be profound with bipolar, and they just sit in the corner and just don't speak. They're just dissociated. They're just gone.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Hey, can I tell if I'm going to have a stroke? It's the worst. It's my worst.
All of a sudden got serious.
Well, can I tell you why? Because Duncan Trussell was on your mom's house, and he's like,
don't ever listen to Duncan. Come on.
I love him so much.
Did you see the cartoon we did?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. It was on that too, on the Midnight Gospel.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw your episode. So anyway, Duncan was like, yeah, you ever heard the story about that woman who was just driving with her little daughter in the car, and then one day she was like, lights out, just had a stroke. Okay. And I'm like, oh, Duncan, don't say shit like that. That's my worst fear.
Do you know what a stroke is?
Yeah.
Maybe we should start with that.
It's a blood clot. It goes into your brain.
No. I mean, it sort of sounds like it goes into the brain tissue. So it's either, listen carefully, eye contact.
Hold on. I gotta get through my feelings. Okay, go ahead and write a list.
I'm going to make it more real so you're not so phobic of the general category. You'll see why not to be afraid.
Okay, go ahead.
So it's a clot in an artery.
Arteries take blood away from the heart.
No, veins take. Well, arteries go away from the heart and give blood to everything.
Right.
That's how we get blood to our brain. So one of the main arteries gets a clot in it. So the middle cerebral artery, the occipital artery, the frontal. So one of the main systems gets a clot. Because typically, as you get older or have hypertension, you get, much the way we get heart disease narrowing, you get narrowing in the cerebral vascular too. And finally, it closes off. You're not going to get that.
How do you know?
Because you're not hypertensive. You're not hypercholesterolemic. You're not old. Okay. You're not going to get that.
So high cholesterol.
Cholesterol, blood pressure.
Blood pressure, old. Okay.
Basically, diabetes. Mm. You're not going to get that. The other way is a clot moves from somewhere and goes to your brain.
That's what I worry
about. That is atrial fibrillation. or a paradoxical embolus from your leg. You don't have any of that shit.
How do you know?
Because you do not.
Well, atrial fibrillation
would be, you know, really crazy irregular heart rhythm.
And then my fat legs, the fat in my legs.
No, because you have to have a patent frame and a volley for that to happen. Jesus. You don't have that.
Okay, all right. Shit.
So
all
neither
right,
of those.
Man.
So you're not going to get an embolic stroke. And the other place embolic strokes comes from
the
your
neck,
carotid
and
artery.
And I have had that recently
when
scanned.
You're older, and it's zero now, so you don't have to worry about same risk factors as the thrombotic event.
Oh, God.
Now,
okay.
What Duncan Trussell was describing was a subarachnoid bleed, or an intracerebral bleed, or epidural bleed. There are ways, rather than clots, you can get bleeding in your brain, right? And because your brain's in a closed space, when you get bleeding, it squishes your brain. So it's not a good thing, particularly if it's arterial. Okay?
Yeah. Well, what's my chances of that?
Very remote. It, again, happens from hypertension in the elderly, not happening to you. And it happens occasionally as a result of cerebral aneurysms.
Aneurysms occur
in the circle of Willis, and they have these little like blood
and
blobs,
that's
like a blood.
Pretty rando, right?
Pretty rando. Kind of runs in families, associated with other things. You would sort of have evidence of.
What if I slipped on my wet floor today and fell down?
No, it's not related to trauma or anything like that. It's not going to happen to you. I mean, if you want to get a fucking MRA, angiogram.
I'm afraid of that. That's when they put you in the tube.
Yeah, but they inject you, and you'll see your cerebral vasculature, and you can see if you fucking have any aneurysms, which you do not.
Okay, all right, so I'm not
going
to die.
A sign of it would be like a droopy pupil or a blown pupil, things pressure on the brainstem area.
Yeah. Okay, I'll look for that. So, thanks.
Okay.
All right, you walk me through it. Thank you, Dr.
You're going to be okay?
I'm okay. I'm not going to die today.
Another voice message.
Not today.
Hi, Dr. Drew. Hi, Jean. My question is, my husband and I have not had sex in 2 years.
Ooh.
So I'm wondering if you have some suggestions as how we can get through that sort of anxious tension that we have surrounding our sex life. And secondly, we weren't having sex because he was injecting his Suboxone, which he has now stopped and is taking it as prescribed. But I'm wondering, what are some of the long-term effects of doing that? Thanks, guys. Love you. Beat me. Thank me. Don't prolapse.
Okay.
What was he doing? Injecting?
So he is a heroin addict who is on what's called replacement therapy, which is with Suboxone, and he was injecting. He was abusing it. He needs to get off the Suboxone. He needs to get into a real recovery program, and you can't have your relationship with somebody who's loaded. It's just their sexuality. Everything's shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, the methadone patients, they don't want to have sex. The Suboxone patients in high dose. If he can get down to 2 milligrams in Suboxone, maybe he'll be okay in an active program of recovery with professional intervention. This is about the addiction. This isn't about your relationship. So it's very, very sad. You should go to a program called Al-Anon, and they will help you deal with him, because this is not a magical thing.
This isn't like a thing of like, hey, our marriage is, we've had kids or something, and we're not having sex.
No, we need to have testosterone replacement or something.
Yeah.
Or we're awkward now because it's been so long. No. This is heroin addiction.
This is addiction. So this has nothing to do with your sex life, unfortunately. Mm. You should get into Al-Anon.
It's just manifesting there. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but during the break, you and I were talking about Melanie Griffith. You said something about her. And I said, oh, my God, you've got to see this film that she was in.
When was it?
It was in the 80s, I think. Maybe even the 70s. It must have been the 80s. It's called Roar. Show me some pictures of Roar. Her mom, do you know who her mom is?
No, but I know her daughter is that Dakota Johnson, who's just
her
gorgeous.
Her mom, look at her being eaten by a lion.
Tippi
Hedren is her mom. Yes.
What?
And Tippi Hedren from Alfred Hitchcock's Birds lives with dozens of lions and leopards and tigers. She's like the original Carol Baskin. And look at her there with all the lions and tigers.
What?
And stuff. Yes. And so
So hold on. This is real? Tippi Hedren lived with lions?
Still to this day. Yes, I know. And some movie producer went in there and said, hey, we should use your lion. You know, they're all running free in their backyard. And we should do this film called Roar. There it is. And go up, see what it says. The most dangerous movie ever made. The most dangerous movie ever.
This is insanity.
They took a bunch of, look at the guy being eaten. That's an actor. That's an actor being eaten by a lion. And literally everybody and all the cameramen and the direct, everyone was injured by these cats.
No shit.
And Melanie Griffith had her face bitten off. By, I had like 300 stitches or something.
And that, because I was like, gosh, she was so, I follow her on Instagram and her face has changed so much. And I thought,
I think it all started with this original problem. Look, we go back, you just said it, we'd all been bitten. See that? We kept coming back. And it was about essentially a family gets caught in this compound with the lions attacking them. And they,
I gotta watch this.
And there was, there's one African dude that's in the cast and he's like, what the, what is wrong with you people? These are wild animals. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And so there you go.
Look, I mean, what the fuck is wrong with people? What's going on with Tippi Hedren? Is this so?
You know, another interesting story about her. This, I don't know if this is apocryphal or not, but apparently she went down during the days of the boat people from Vietnam. We evacuated thousands of people from Vietnam in this country, and a lot of them were brought here to the West Coast and put in Camp Pendleton near San Diego. Tippi Hedren went down there to be of service. She apparently has a lovely part of her. And they were obsessed with her fingernails. And all the women, how do you do this? She goes, oh, I can teach you to do this. And she taught them all how to do nails. And they went out and took over the industry of nail salons.
Are you telling me Tippi Hedren is responsible for the Vietnamese nail lady trope?
Yes.
You're kidding.
That's the story.
That's this is wild.
This is with peace and love. There's nothing
that's
meant to be a racist or ethnicist about it. It's apparently a true story.
Wow. So, well, that's kind of cool. Yeah. But so I heard that people that are into exotic animals and lions and things are extreme. It's like narcissism, right? Like,
well, just look at the Lion King. Well, the Tiger King. Right? Those were all sociopaths.
Right.
One flavor or another of sociopath.
Right. Right.
I don't understand Carol Baskin. I don't quite get it. Did you see her Dancing with the Stars?
No. No.
It was funny.
No.
We watched.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, here it comes.
It's one show I haven't never gotten into dancing.
I've thought about doing it.
I know. You'd kind of be, would, you'd be good on that. Good Carol. You're good at stuff like that.
Yeah. I really had such a good time with The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
That this suddenly I turned to this one. I thought, oh, man. Maybe,
I don't know. It sounds like it's quite a time commitment. Nikki Glaser was saying it was crazy time commitment.
Nikki really liked doing it too.
She loved
she
it.
She wanted to keep doing it.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Well, could you imagine being raised by Tippi Hedren then? Like this mom who's a very famous actress and then obsessed with lions and shit.
Right.
Unless you essentially get mauled by them.
There's something going
nutty.
On.
Nutty.
Something going on.
Yeah, she does look like her daughter. And Dakota Johnson's gorgeous too. Yeah. Melanie Griffith's daughter.
Look
my
at
goodness.
That. Oh my God. Poor Tippi Hedren.
Yeah.
We're looking at pictures of her. She's got a, there she is with the crow next to her. Reminds me of Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
You watch Schitt's Creek too.
I know. I started to, and I can't. I can't.
Why?
I don't like it.
Why?
I don't know. I think I just some. It's hard for me to get into a comedy.
Yeah. It's like me watching. It's like me watching a medical show.
Oh, I could. I would kill myself if I.
You know, what I've been obsessing with lately is Mozart in the Jungle.
Oh, never heard of that.
Oh my God, I'd heard of it. Watched it a couple times. It's a Amazon Prime show.
Okay.
And if you like classical music at all, it's a brilliant look at the world of musicians and classical musicians.
I'll peep it. I'm into Queen Catherine. I watched The Great. It's so good.
So you're watching other things about her?
Mm-hmm. Now I'm on the one that it's on HBO, the one with that old broad. What's her name? That amazing old actress.
Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
I saw that one. I didn't like that one because it seemed too just so. It was like, it was very complicated stuff being sort of condensed into a simple story.
And not to be ageist, because I think she's fantastic, but I wanted to see a younger Catherine. I think it. Because she was sexually vibrant, and that was like, wasn't that the whole fun about her? Is she was kind of this like, hedonistic.
You should read about her.
Yeah,
you should
read
about Peter the Great too.
Yeah,
because Russian history is. What are we on? Is this thing on? are we doing a show here?
Are we still talking?
But Russian history is fascinating.
I know they're such monsters.
They're animals. Yeah, they were animals trying to behave like French noblemen, and it didn't always work.
It's not right for them.
But The Great was one of the best comedies, right? You like that comedy?
I love that, yeah.
Just because it was so extreme?
Yeah, I like that Eastern blocky. I like harsh. I don't like, you know, like subtle hipstery shit. I'm like, fuck off.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to do this.
Do it.
He goes, huzzah. Everything's huzzah.
Huzzah made me crazy.
Huzzah.
I was like, shut the fuck up.
And then he goes, Shall I eat your pussy?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That was rad. He makes me laugh a lot because he's such a sociopath. I think it's
so
really funny.
The acting, though, yeah, so good.
Phenomenal.
So good. Both him and the woman that did the great. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Awesome.
All right. Let's start looking at some videos. I want to see the Fed Smoker at a dealership. I mean, a little homage to Fed Smoker?
He's
or is this
crazy.
A new Fed Smoker?
Dude, we keep uncovering layers of Fed Smoker.
Actual like, Fed Smoker. The
yeah,
guy?
Just when you think we've seen it all.
Well, it's RIP. Here we go.
Well, that pretty well put a little ding in that deal. Thanks a lot.
He had no money and no
Hi
credit.
Hi there. Are you the main guy?
No, sir.
Do you know who that might be?
I do, but he's busy.
Can I speak with you just for a moment?
No.
No?
What can we help you with?
Well, I was wanting to see if you guys would like the opportunity to sponsor my car.
Oh, no, boy. No, sir.
Nope. Nothing to see here.
Across the nation for no, lap after lap.
Nope.
And
so
gas
anyway.
And parts and that kind of stuff.
Nope.
I'm a race car driver.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? 2016. No. See, he's been strung out meth for 4 years before he died.
That's what I noticed, too, yeah. The longevity of his career.
Yeah. Do you know how uncomfortable that would be to be that big fat guy
yes.
trying to do your work?
But at least that guy is like...
methed out.
It's just like, nope, yeah. nope, fuck off, get out of here.
Yeah, it's hard to do that with these methed out guys, though. They persevere, as they say.
Yeah.
So no sponsors from Ford?
No, sir.
How do you get sponsored by Ford?
You know, you should probably find a... public library, go to Google and ask them that.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. What was your name?
My name
yeah.
is Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
No
nice
problem.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those are the early days of Fez Marker, too.
Yeah.
He became more deteriorated as time went on.
That's a
I
good
mean,
point,
before
too.
He started lighting his hair on
yeah.
fire.
This was feathering the more...
it, excuse me, feathering,
feathering
it.
This is a lucid.
Yeah.
This is when he was
yeah,
at his
you
prime.
Could, you could see, though, the energy, the kind of intensity. And then it's going crazy zone later.
Have you ever treated somebody like Fed Smoker?
Oh, many, many, many.
That
many,
intense.
Many. Oh, yeah.
Or yeah. like Falcon Car Wash.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
that
yeah.
crazy?
Oh, yeah. And then I've seen wild psychoses, elaborate things, elaborate ideas that what the world, the paranoia is that they're into.
And then once the person stops taking the drug, does that stuff subside completely or are there remnants
with
of
the cocaine,
psychosis?
With cocaine, the psychosis is a... preoccupation with people in uniforms, police, SWAT, army. I've heard every as long as it's uniform, they're preoccupied about it. And they put foil on their window.
Yeah, I've
and
seen
they
that.
Peek out the foil, and they're always up in the trees in Southern California for some reason.
This is cocaine.
Cocaine, and it resolves in 12 hours.
Huh.
Meth, much slower onset, much more bizarre and elaborate, much more fixed. It can last for 3 months after you stop, and it's a preoccupation with people close to you. Friends, family, coworkers, and you are going to the police to help you with grandma who's trying to kill you. Mm. It's good times, huh?
But 3 months to get out of that. So let's say you had taken in Fed Smoker.
Well, it could be a couple weeks too, but it can be up to 3 months.
What would you have done with him?
Oh, I would medicate him. I would help him. I have a couple of meds in mind that we would be using fair doses of to
so,
get him landed.
So, because
you have your, it feels like you're fighting a storm.
I mean, he's out of his fucking mind.
Yeah, you got to land these people, and when they land, it's kind of interesting. They get down and depressed and stuff. If you saw Celebrity Rehab?
No, I'm just thinking back to you right now. I'm picturing you when
yeah,
you
Tom,
intake
Tom,
them.
Yeah,
not Tom Arnold.
No.
I know the guy that was. The actor.
Black Hawk Dong. Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, big black dong.
Tom.
Sizemore.
Sizemore.
Thank you.
The actor, yeah.
He
was great.
Well, he was
pretty messed up.
He was pretty psychotic. You didn't see a lot of the stuff with him as he walked in the door.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, yeah. He's doing okay.
He's alive.
Yeah, yeah. He's okay.
Thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
He's fantastic. And Tom and I were so bummed that he was in.
Well, he is I love Tom. I love Tom. I've known him for a long, long time. And, we have been able to help him at times. And anyway, I had to really land him. He was like that. He was like Fed Smoker.
Serious. Yeah,
him.
I believe you.
And you didn't see that. We were kind of chasing him around. Bob and I had to chase him all through Hollywood and stuff. It was kind of a crazy
Hollywood.
Experience. And, well,
sorry, what was he on? He was on coke or meth?
He wasn't even clear. I couldn't tell at the time. I just know he was very much like Fed Smoker in terms of what the syndrome was that came in. There was a lot of stuff going on.
So you medicate him, meaning you put him on some kind of tranquilizer
yes,
just to
yes,
lay him out
yes.
to stop him from like moving.
Yes. And from hurting himself or somebody else. And you know,
jeez. And how many days of that?
It depends. You know, it depends. You know, you got to get them landed, and then you got to get them on something stable where they can still function and get out and do their thing, but not they're not sedated anymore. And you got to deal with the psychosis, which is different than dealing with the agitation and the irritability and all that stuff.
Psychosis meaning whatever they've
you have a
built
thought
up.
Disturbance. You're either delusional, hallucinatory, all this is part of a, you know, grandiose self-concept, all that stuff.
So Fed Smoker, in your opinion, if you had taken him in, sedated him,
yep.
Could you have rehabilitated him to some level?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the sad thing about it. But you got to be able to hold them for a while because it takes a while for them to clear.
That's a long while.
Yeah,
for
that's
that
but
guy.
We can't do that anymore. You can't keep pulling people in treatment. You can't get them in California. You're just not allowed to do anything, and so they end up on the streets.
Gosh.
So anyway, it's a
so
family
wild.
Feud. Family Feud bulge.
Oh, this one's great. Oh my God, yes. Check out Ben.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Way to go, Ben.
Look at him, and he notices his boner in the monitor. His bulge in the bottom.
That's just the pants, right?
I think
right?
He sees the monitor, and he's like, shit.
Oh my goodness, poor Ben.
I know, and he's cute. Like
I feel bad for him.
He's
but
hot.
Hey man, why not? What? You chose the wrong pants.
You just chose
the
wrong
day.
Pants.
Yeah.
You know when you do that, you put on like the wrong underwear or the wrong pants and all day you're just suffering. You're like, God damn it.
Yeah, you didn't have to be on TV and full head to toe shots. All right. Cool guy on big asses. Ooh. Oh, intriguing. Uh oh.
So I just seen this girl's ass in the other aisle, about four aisles over. Now, she had a big ass, but it wasn't the good big ass. See, there's several different variations of having a big ass. There's a good big ass, there is an okay big ass, and there is a bad big ass.
Mm-hmm.
A bad big ass will be something...
You didn't know that.
Yes, sir. What, do you have a mathematical formula? Is there a derivative?
A bad big ass will be something where an ass is the shape of SpongeBob SquarePants. It's kind of just like a big square.
He doesn't like
just
flat.
Looks
yeah,
swampy.
He's like
messy.
A connoisseur. Like, what do they call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an ass guy, obviously.
Assessor.
An assessor, yes.
The small dick of having a big ass.
I see.
I'm going to put it like this.
Maybe an undergraduate course in this. Yeah, a lot
his seminar.
I'm going to put it like this. Her big... weird square pants ass over there. I'm not into it. I'm sure it was real. It was just kind of sloppy. It's the kind of big ass that when you come home from working a hard day's work, 12 hours, 14 hours, breaking your back, you come home and you look at your girlfriend and your wife's ass, you're just like, no.
I mean.
The ladies love this.
What do you think?
I don't think he's a cool guy. Teeth are good.
He's the coolest guy, though, because he's the kind of cool guy. Like he had to take time out of his time at Walmart
to educate you.
Yeah,
to a little seminar.
To shit on this strange woman in the middle
poor
of Walmart.
Woman. I feel so bad for her. Whatever he saw.
I don't know, but he's an expert.
So would we call him despicable?
Or
are women, as you're telling, you're teaching about women respond to.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So no, this guy applies to, this guy will definitely appeal to a certain brand of woman. The douchebag is very attractive. I don't know if you ever saw that show about, Nadav, what was the show we were talking about? The Pickup Artist. Do you remember with that guy, Mystery?
Yeah.
Google Mystery. And Mystery, the Pickup Artist, he had this great reality show where he taught men. There he is.
Oh my God.
Okay, so first of all, flair. He said men need to dress kind of ridiculous. It's peacocking.
Well, he did that. That's as ridiculous as can be.
That's check. And then second is called nagging, where you kind of, you are insulting the girl that you like.
Yeah.
And insecure girls will take that bait, you know, like you're not that hot. And she'll be like, what? I am hot. I'll suck your dick and prove it. Like, that's the kind of girl that responds to that.
Oh, my God.
So there are women that would be like, what? You don't like her butt. Look at my butt, though. Isn't my butt good enough?
What is that?
I mean, apparently.
That's just all.
he gets laid, I guess. But this is how he gets laid.
Okay, I'm sad.
It was a really good show.
I wonder what he's doing now.
Let's see what he's doing now. Google his ass.
And what's her deal? Why is she in this?
I don't know who that chick is. I think
if I remember correctly, she's the assistant that the nerds try stuff on.
Oh.
Like she teaches you how to kiss and stuff, I think.
So what's he doing now? Mystery Pickard, Mystery Today. Yeah.
Eric Von, whatever is his name.
Waiting for his
name. Okay, go to his Wikipedia.
Waiting Eric for a visa here. so he can return to Hollywood where he hopes to bring pickup artists back. Okay.
Oh my God.
Nick, he's 46 years old.
Eric Von Markovic. Here we go.
Boy. Born Canadian pickup artist. You know, what's the name who wrote the book? Help me, the pickup artist.
The 80s movie?
No. The book. A journalist went out and studied these guys and wrote a big book about it. What he learned, and he ended up going into sex and love addiction recovery. he did. It's kind of the game.
Neil Strauss.
Well, there you go. And, yeah.
He was a full. You know, he fully studied this. He was a practitioner, and then he had to like deal with him. His soul was not it was not good. Did it talk about him going to treatment or anything?
No. This is the Wikipedia still for Mystery, but it has not been updated since.
Well, not Mystery. I mean, I was talking about Neil. So okay.
Neil Strauss. Well, he credits Neil. It looks like Neil Strauss is referenced in this biography.
Probably because of the book.
Yeah. Interesting.
There's Neil Strauss. Oh, he looks so much better these days. Wow.
He's 51. He's cute.
Yeah. That was 2009. My goodness. Go quickly down. Just very, very quickly. Sorry to hold this up for everybody. Keep going. Marriage and divorce. Yeah. So you see, he's kind of getting into recovery there.
That is always a flag, though, people who are promiscuous, you know, just bouncing from person to person.
Well, but it's being... It's specifically exploiting other humans.
Yeah, it's predatory.
Yeah, it has a predatory component to it. That's right. All right, let's cleanse the palate with... I'm looking for something. What do we got? Friend fucker leggings question?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy.
Okay.
This guy's a winner. You're going to like how he looks.
I have a question about leggings.
Oh, I've seen this guy before.
Right? Yeah. So, like, there's not a whole lot available that I like. For men.
Oh, look at those new cool purple fingernails.
Should just say penis owners. So I buy these and they look great.
Yeah.
They don't look great.
No, they don't.
I'm embarrassed to say, I got a junk. There's the seam is going right through my junk and it hurts.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of junk.
You're wearing tights, dumb shit.
You see what he did? He reached sort of halfway mid-thigh to pretend that's where his junk was.
Oh, is that right? I didn't even...
And then he goes up to where it actually is.
I tried not to look.
Say,
look, what?
I got a...
Oh, you're right! You're right! What a liar.
Because there's a lot of junk.
Because there's a lot of junk.
Yeah, man. It's a penis owner.
Bitch, please.
So, does anybody know of a way to modify leggings... that are designed for vagina owners, and then put a cock pocket on it?
It's a really important question.
I need somebody to tell me some wizardry magic.
No, you don't. Stitching. You just wanted to show off your cock on the... You know what I mean? Like, it's just an excuse for me to be like, my dick's so big.
So big, I can't fit in these women's leggings. And is that dyed purple, his mutton chops?
It's all fucked up. Yes.
I've seen him before, right?
Yeah. He's the guy who's like, I don't have friends. If you're my friend, I want to fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he doesn't believe in friendship. And then he also takes his makeup, he puts on mascara, and then he rubs it up above his eye. It's like, you're not supposed to put the black makeup, because he doesn't know how to do his makeup. He needs me to teach him. If I could teach men how to do their makeup.
Their makeup?
Yeah, because there's a lot of, like, men who want to wear makeup right now, and they're just not doing it right. I need to teach you. I need to help you.
I've got to do television tonight, and I have to wear makeup. I hate it.
It's the worst. What kind of TV?
Fox, like 11, CNN. Local Fox.
Can I tell you, though, those news makeup ladies are the best in the business.
Yeah, none of them are allowed into the building.
Oh.
Because of COVID.
So who's doing your...
Me. I take a brush every night.
Oh, let me help you, homie.
I know,
you don't
I'm
need
saying.
A lot, though. You got good skin.
I know. I don't put much on at all. I hate it. I hate makeup. Oof.
We'll talk after. Okay. We'll talk. I'll hook you up.
Well, I've got Susan Pinsky. Who's
that's right. What was I?
Yeah,
forgot.
She's like on to every detail.
Oh, never mind.
Which is another thing. Yeah, again, you guys notice stuff that we just don't notice.
I know. Can I tell you what I stopped doing? Because a lot of women are always like, oh, that guy, I'm so sorry, my dress is wrinkled. I start thinking like a guy. For instance, last week, I wore a white shirt with a jacket over it. I spilled half my lunch on that white shirt.
Yeah.
Rather than change like a woman, I'd be like, oh, my God, there's a spot. I was like, none of these fucking dudes are going to notice.
No.
And I put a jacket on and I came in anyways.
Why would they? Now, if anybody noticed the soup stains?
Not at all.
No. Let's say she hadn't worn a jacket. Would you have noticed? Let's say it was a white, giant white collar, Sister Bertrill.
I mean, it depends what kind of soup, but I don't think so.
You notice it and go, and then you immediately forget about it.
Well, here's the deal. How come you guys don't notice that stuff? That's really the question. I spilled and I was like,
I'm so
fuck
stunned
it.
By the question. I don't know. Well put. Touche.
Yeah. Because Tom's the same way. Like, he'll walk around with just like beard flakes and hair and shit.
Do you think it's socialization
doing?
Or it's something about how our brain works?
It is 100% socialization.
I'm not sure. Look at your sons. They're already doing it.
They're pigs, but I'm saying
they weren't socialized into that. Go ahead and try to change them. Good luck.
But I'm saying the girls are socialized to care more than the boys.
But you go ahead and try to take one of your boys. Do a little controlled experiment. Teach one and not the other. And you see if they're any different.
Yeah.
They'll be exactly the same.
I know.
That's my prediction.
It's true. My Juju's, he doesn't like his dirty hands. So he's always trying to get his hands clean.
So the
point is, little girls are taught to look immaculate all the time. And little boys are simply not.
But go ahead and try to teach him to do that. See how much receptivity you get.
I know. It's so fucking true.
It will be. Oh, my God.
It's
I hope
true.
You guys have a girl sometimes so you can see how different it is when you try to raise them the same.
And that doesn't work. I mean, I watch my friends with little girls, and I'm just like, this is so easy. What is really going on?
Wait till they're 18.
I know. It's true, though. I wish these stereotypes weren't true, but both my sons, I didn't coach them.
No.
They're just like cars, dirt, snakes, reptiles.
In fact, you're coaching them away from it. You're no matter how hard you coach them away from it, you cannot... You can't force them away from it.
No.
So how is that socialization? When you try your hardest to socialize them, impossible.
I know. And even my son, I offered him a pink doll. I was like, do you want the pink doll? And he's like, no, that's for girls. And I've never been like, pink is for girls.
Look, there was a toy store. The first toy store we visited our kids, they were just after they were walking. And we go in and my daughter goes zooming over to the boas. And my son zoomed over to this sort of hammer and sort of construction thing. And we tried to take, them to the other areas. No, would not have it. They were 14 months old.
I know. Who? No one told them, hey, you like the dress.
People go, they saw it. They saw it. Their early development. Yeah, we were trying hard not to let that happen. We were trying hard to push it the other way. It wouldn't go.
I know.
It wouldn't go the other way.
Is a good argument for people who are like, I am trapped in a man in a woman's body or vice versa. You're like, well, if you know that, gosh, you really know that, man.
Yep.
We got to let you do your thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Except don't give them hormones until they're 18.
This is the controversy, right?
Yeah.
And let me just say it again. I've seen cases that have gotten hormones before at 18, and I'm convinced it was the right thing to do.
Oh.
They were so good and so much better than those that waited and then tried to switch back.
The danger is waiting and then switching back.
Yeah, you lose an opportunity. Yeah. But the impact of selecting the incorrect patient for prepubertal hormones, life-changing.
Yeah.
Life-changing mess up. So what I keep
it's
saying
dangerous.
Is... What I keep saying, it's up to the doctors to pick the right patients for the right treatment.
Yeah.
And if we need criteria, we need ways of figuring out which ones are the right ones to get this, so we're not messing anybody up.
Right. But it's so controversial to even say something.
To even talk
like
about
this.
It. I know.
It's so
sad. I'm that's why I want to put it back on the medical system, because it's really, we have an obligation as physicians to pick the right patients for the right treatment. That's our job. And if we're pretending that we suddenly don't do that for this one condition, what the hell?
Silly.
I'm female in my late 20s. I have depersonalization, derealization. Oh, you love this, Christina.
That's like Sal.
No.
That's what he says he has.
This is like multiple personality. This is like dissociative identity disorder. Sal has hypnagogic hallucinations.
But Sal thinks he has depersonalization. He came on one day and he's like, I have it on the stroke.
I'm currently in therapy. Not uncommon for me to dissociate for various reasons. Sometimes as bad as going out of my body, but most of the time I'm deer in the headlights. My breathing becomes shallow, rapid. I become physically paralyzed, unable to speak. I'm a lot better at keeping grounded, but I've noticed that when I dissociate, I will get wet as if I'm sexually aroused. That's interesting. Mm. Although mentally I'm in no mood for sex, I find it really strange and embarrassing. So I haven't brought it up to my therapist. Oh, come on. You can't bring everything up to your therapist. If you don't feel safe with your therapist, there's something wrong with your therapy. You got to bring it up there. Everything. Anything, any uncomfortable feeling that you're having in the room with the therapist, bring it up. What would getting wet have to do with a flight freeze response? My trauma is not sexual in nature, but I do tend to compulsively masturbate to self-soothe. Mm. I wonder if it has something to do with that.
Yeah,
that
to self-soothing.
Yeah, that your body's sort of anticipating what you're going to do to get out of the dissociation. So I'm not sure if it's tied to that. I think so. I think it's like a conditioned response, I suspect. Mm-hmm. I heard you talk about fetishes and trauma crossing wires, so I'm wondering, could it be something like that? Nah, I think it's like a conditioned response.
Right, because she's so used to using masturbation as a way of soothing herself, her body's going, all right, are we going to masturbate now?
Exactly. That's I need some soothing. Let's go. The time is right.
Might I suggest for the dissociation, EMDR is really, really helpful.
Really good.
Yeah.
You're still doing it?
No, I only had to do it two sessions, and I've been great, so I haven't needed to.
Isn't that interesting?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I really recommend it.
Did you do the preparatory thing for EMDR? You just went straight into it.
What's the preparatory? We did one sesh of talking.
They always tell me, is this with somebody who's already your therapist?
We met, we spoke once for an hour, and then we did the sessions.
That's the prep. Yeah. Yeah. So you did some sort of preparatory, some sort of pre-monitor.
Oh, yeah. She knew what to look for. Yeah. She was like, here's the trees.
TikTok.
Oh, yeah. You don't stop TikTok. Mm. We don't stop.
Hey, I'm going to tell you a little bit about
hold on,
this
stop. Thing. I'm in. I'm all in. I am all
in. Well, thank God. You're back. You're back on the train.
If you are not on YouTube, immediately go to YouTube now this show. Here we go.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about this baby. I've had her stored away for quite a while now, and she is a bear. If I pronounce that right. She was from the 90s before it became Behringer. So that's exciting. I actually have original.
A long expiration
cool.
there. If you're like...
And she's absolutely adorable.
What?
And then I'm going to add another one to my Behringer collection.
So give me another video. Now, do we know what this is?
Right. This means...
They, she, he. What's a preferred gender pronoun for this individual?
Here's the deal. This is a new talker for me. So
right now? This is it?
I mean, I just discovered this person, so yes, I don't have much intel other than this. And I was...
How is that possible?
I know. The thing is, I was so spooked by this one that I was it had...
Oh, no.
Pedophile vibes.
Nah.
So I was like, nah.
Nah.
This is not pedophile vibes?
Yeah. This is way better than that.
Really?
No.
None of that. What? Well, goddamn it. You got to get to the end of the talk so I can see the name and I'll go back and research.
I need to see the full spectrum of this one. Go back to the beginning where we see the name.
I think at the end it'll show.
Or the end, I'm sorry. I don't really care about this doll. So she's talking about...
No.
I don't know what this is. But it's quite unique.
What is this? Okay, so I'm going to go with a male transition to female.
Maybe.
Okay, and then what's the fascination with baby dolls?
Don't know. Need to know more. Must know more. And the style statements are epic.
Butterflies.
Butterflies everywhere. Got the sort of Kennedy from early days of MTV glasses.
Yeah,
sorta,
she's cool. Sorta. She's on conservative. She's on Fox
she's
News now.
She's always been conservative. Always.
I didn't know that until recently.
Yeah, her
Fox
Playboy
News.
Article. She did a whole thing about the tattoo of the elephant she has on her thigh.
Shit.
She became a philosophy major at UCLA. She studied philosophy.
Hey, yeah. I like her. I've always liked her.
She followed Loveline for years and years. She would sit and talk to us every night before her show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
really
then she went to MTV, and then
she was cool. She was one of the very.
I'm supposed to do her show in about a week, by the way.
Which show? The
Kennedy.
Fox one?
Kennedy show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because she's a friend of mine. But anyway, this woman. I'm going to call it a woman for now. I have nothing else.
I think she presents as a woman.
Presents as a woman.
So I would. Safe.
Yeah. This. But the style, man. What is that shirt and the glasses and the hair color? I'm and the cool guy teeth. Everything is. It's all there.
And also. The presumption that you are addressing other doll enthusiasts.
Oh, yeah. Who know the history of dolls
right,
through the 90s.
Right, like you're on TikTok, dipshit. This is mostly kids doing their dances.
But this is what I gotta know. I gotta know what this thing is that she's addressing, right? There's gotta be a world there. Right, that she's a part of.
It's the doll enthusiast world. This is a Behringer versus a whatever.
I guess. And I'm wondering if they're all unique like she is. Like if there's a whole syndrome here.
The doll community?
Something.
What's it? What do you think that is with the baby dolls?
Developmental arrests, trauma, wires crossed. It's all good. I love the stylistic sort of manifestation. I really do. I'm fascinated. I got to know more. How does this person get through the world?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, how do they work?
They can't even get on TikTok properly.
How do they work?
Like, you can't even make a normal talk. I know. Like, how the fuck are you going to the grocery store? And, like,
yeah.
Do you take the doll with you? Like, does the doll need a babysitter? Do you treat it like a real baby?
This is all stuff. This is all good territory for us. We need to know more. Do your research, honey. This is going
to
be good.
I need the end. Give me the fucking end of it. Can you go to the end of Dom so I can get down her... The handle?
It's not on this one.
Oh, shit.
You have another one?
I won't be able to... No. This was a one-time deal. This was a one-time offer.
No.
Dude, if I find this again, I will definitely make sure to make note of it. Yeah.
I'm so disappointed. Give me one more talk.
I'm sorry. I feel disappointment.
Give me a talk.
I hate disappointment.
Hello, how you going? This is Danny. Friendly neighborhood Bogan. I'll start featuring up some videos soon. And get the Bogan report going. Here's a big shout out to Mr. Trey Lee Brown, all the way up there in Carrong. How you going, son? I love you, mate. Check out. I'll have the Botlow report.
The Botlow report?
That's what I was going to say. Nadav, can you hit pause for it? This was more of like, what is this guy saying?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I just heard the buttload report. That's all I heard. And I can't stop looking at his teeth.
Of course. It's mesmerizing. Yeah. The teeth are just...
beyond.
Now he's got a wonky eye.
And he's got the crazy eye. He's got the TikTok eye. He has the TikTok eye. Fantastic. Well done. He's got the cool guy teeth, the TikTok eye. Check.
The TikTok eye.
And I guess if you have both, you become incomprehensible. You just can't be understood anymore.
Yeah. You're...
But he seems to be talking to a group of people. He like is a message.
This is a message.
See, this is the stuff that I'm interested in.
Same.
Who are they?
The community.
Yes. Where are they? How do we find them?
I think from what I can understand, I think this is Australian. And he said, this is your local neighborhood Bergen. Bergen is a white trash. It's a word for a white trasher.
Well, he's got that right.
Bergen.
He's
got
that right.
And he's like, just give a shout out to Trey Brown and the other drunks in the neighborhood. Like, is like the local Bergen community.
Good. Good for him.
I like it. I like that he's specific in his choices and strong TikTok.
Strong talk. Thank you for the finishing with that. We'll conclude with that one. That's good. Thank you for that.
You got it.
Two good, strong fly balls in the end. So it's good.
I'm so happy that I could have pleased you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, everybody,
talks.
Rational Revolution.
Yes.
Send us your. We need to still come up with a platform.
What do you mean? I feel we have it.
We just found the name of the doll collector.
What is it?
Sherry Ross.
Sherry. So we were right about the female.
Sherry.
Sherry. Or Y? Nadav?
Why?
Why?
I'll find her.
And
well,
yes,
I think
will.
The platform is reason. And going back to a time where we weren't in the upside down mentally, anyways, just to science is real, facts are facts.
But I feel like we need, we need a platform because we need a government and stuff too, don't we? We need to back certain things.
There's too many things. I haven't got time for all this.
I don't
stuff.
Know. Like, well, maybe our people can figure it out.
I know.
The Rational Revolutionaries.
I know.
The Rational Revolutionaries. Because people, if you're like us, you're sick of this shit.
Yeah, we are fucking sick of it.
Yeah.
Just and be normal again.
Be normal. Come here just to speak goofiness and to speak the truth. And we won't hurt anybody.
And
We're sensitive. We try to be sensitive to.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not trying to hurt anybody, but we're just tired of the excess.
I think so. And also being able to explore ideas that you don't agree with or just explore them and not be afraid of repercussions of being canceled or whatever. It's just silly. It's absolute nonsense.
Do your husband still feel the same way? Is he as rational as you and I?
Yeah, he's like, what? We both daily watch the news and we're like, I don't know what.
Because he occasionally texts me like, what's going on with this? I'm like, I don't know. You know.
I don't know, dude. I've officially resigned to living in the upside down right now.
Well, I just feel like California puts such another layer to it that whenever I go out of the state, I feel so much better.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I know. I feel that way.
Even just going to Orange County out of Los Angeles, not having to deal with Garcetti and Newsom. It's like too much.
It's horrible. It's too much. Oh, but and also women, please leave us voicemails or send us messages. We love to hear from the girls. Yeah. Because we've had so many white questions on the last two.
We have, and brown, and and we are interested in differences between men and women a little bit.
I like
that. We kind of drift into that conversation, yeah. And that's an important conversation, I think, to kind of mill through a bit, because people have lost track of that, and it has nothing more layers to it because of the exploration of gender that's going on.
Yeah,
and we welcome those colors and Sherry. What's her last name?
It's Sherry Ross.
And Sherry Ross is the world to give us their perspective. And
I know. Well, this is interesting because what would it be like? What, like, two non-binaries in a relationship? Like, what
exactly.
if you don't prescribe to any?
Right. We first have to figure out what we know, what we experience, and what we've seen, and what I've seen clinically. And then, yes, please bring in the other flavors. We're open to it.
Are you non-binary? Yeah. Are you in a relationship with another non-binary?
And you're willing to be rational.
Yeah, and be cool. Just be cool. Let us know what that shit's like.
Yeah, but being cool sort of means have fucked up teeth. So
not like that.
Not like
that.
Okay, not too cool. Not so
too cool.
Yeah. Okay. 818-253-1693 again for the voice messages, and Dr. Drew After Dark for the Gmail at Gmail, and send the emails. I didn't get through. I got through a lot of them today, though. They were really, really, really good, and we appreciate our rational world. We appreciate you guys for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, Mom.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.